I'm Bill Littlefield. The NBA's conference semifinals are about to get underway, and so we begin this week's edition of Three Stories You Should Know with basketball, and then we'll get to some sports that are less popular with the millennials. Joining me are Will Leach of Sports on Earth via Skype and Michael Lee of Yahoo Sports. Hello, guys.
Hey, what's going on?
Hello, sir.
Michael, I want you to start. You're the guy who's bringing us basketball this week.
All right. Well, the relationship between athletes and journalists has always been a little tenuous, mainly because athletes often feel that journalists are given too much power in terms of getting out their message or they're providing their image to the public. But now we have another predicament that may lead to an even deeper split. The NBA has a new rule that could cost players up to $75 to $80 million. The league wanted to come up with a policy that would hinge player contracts on basic results. So if you make a defensive player of the year or you make one of the three All-NBA teams, you can get more money. And they put that in the hands of a panel of 100 media members deciding whether a player is going to make one of the three All-NBA teams. And a player who has a lot hinging on the results of this last All-NBA vote is Paul George with the Indiana Pacers. Can you imagine looking at someone who cost you $80 million, it might make for an uncomfortable conversation.
But it would be a very comfortable conversation if a media member helped Paul George make $75 million. Let's not forget that either. It's funny. This has actually been one of my big hobby horses for a long time has been about Baseball Hall of Fame voting, and that it's done by the baseball writers. And it does seem strange. I feel like the job of a journalist, not to get all very serious Fourth Estate guy on you here, but it feels like our job is to watch what happens and talk about or write about or broadcast what happens and not involve what happens. And to me, I think the right way to do as a media member is to say, you know what, I'm going to respond to this by not actually voting for this at all, so they don't have to yell at me or they don't have to think that they're trying to bribe me.
You know, this all makes me think about a friend of mine years ago who bragged that he was not somebody who'd ever been corrupted. He's not somebody who had sold out. And I can say the same thing. As a member of the media, I have not sold out. Of course, it's also true that nobody has called me and asked me to sell out, because then it would just be a matter of determining the price.
Yeah.
This is an astonishingly silly thing, as far as I'm concerned. And Michael, you go ahead and wrap it up.
The other interesting aspect of this is that there is transparency with the vote, so you will know exactly who voted for you. You're going to see some really grumpy guys when they realize who cost them a lot of money.
Will, I'm going to ask you to rescue us from this swamp of billions of dollars at stake and get us into baseball, please. It's baseball season. Let's go.
Well, when you think of the great quotes throughout baseball history, every generation kind of gets its one for its own time. I am the luckiest man, must be the luckiest man on earth. It ain't over till it's over. Well, Eric Thames, first baseman for the Milwaukee Brewers, who's often one of the best starts in baseball, came up with a true quote for our times last week. Asked after the game, after he hit another home run, he has 11 home runs leading baseball. They asked him, hey, have you heard anything about these PED? Because he came from Korea. He spent all these years in Korea. He's come back and has taken the league by storm and has caused people, including two players for the Chicago Cubs, to actually question whether he is on PED. So here's what Eric Thames said. I have lots of blood in urine. Now, that is the quote. What he was saying was, test me all you want. He's already been tested twice this year. Now, truly, what better way to sum up the last 20 years of baseball conversation than the star player? The great story. Like, think about what Eric Thames has done. You know, he really struggled 5 years ago. He left. He went to Korea, and he learned something there. He became a great home run hitter. But we are still stuck in this archaic thinking of 20 years ago that – people that you hit home runs are using PEDs. If you look at the last five people that have been busted for PEDs, three of them are stolen base passers who don't hit homers. Two of them are middle relievers. All we can do is pepper him with so many, are you using this? This is why we can't have nice things.
Honestly, you know how I feel about PEDs. I'm like, if you can take them, fine. I don't care. Just entertain me. But if you are clean, we've been so cynical now that we can't just appreciate greatness. And it's also a big problem with baseball in general, where it seems like ever since the steroid era, there's been this lack of promotion of its stars.
I'm with you, Will. First of all, I want to thank you for publicizing this great quote for our times. And I agree with you. It's perfect. And like you, I prefer to assume the best of people. And I will assume the best of Eric Thames until he is disgraced and suspended and led away in handcuffs.
In that case, please delete this recording.
All right, guys. We're going to move on now to golf. The U.S. Golf Association has determined that people watching a golf tournament on TV should not be officiating. And that may seem obvious because people watching golf on TV are probably half asleep. Anyway, apparently because a viewer called and pointed out that LPGA player Lexi Thompson had replaced her golf ball an inch away from where she had marked it, Ms. Thompson was penalized in a tournament earlier this month. Now the USGA has said that henceforth, quote, players should not be held to the degree of precision that video technology can provide. That there should have to be such a rule, declaring that TV viewers shouldn't be calling the shots in a tournament, seems absurd, but that's golf. Anyway, I'm glad that if the USGA was going to make a call in this particular situation, at least they made the right one. Does anybody want to stand up for those sitting down and watching TV with their phones in their hands?
I do.
Well, make your case, please.
Well, I mean, we've been kind of conditioned to have instant replay. We always want to have the right call. So if a golfer is not, you know, adhering to the rules and golf doesn't have the means to check it, then why not have the fans at home just call it in and make sure we get the thing right? We don't want to have people cheating and where they place the ball.
Wait a minute. One inch from the marker is where the ball went back.
That inch could make a big difference.
Yeah, it does. It's golf.
It's obvious to me, Michael, that you are not familiar with the kind of basic spine of golf, which is that the players are honest and they call penalties on themselves.
Yes.
And we don't need to have people calling in to correct what they perceive as terrible injustices.
The part I find fascinating about this is the USGA basically saying, well, we don't think that the players should have to adhere to the scrutiny of what video can give, which is basically an argument against instant replay in all sports. I have to say, I'm one of those people that, as replay has become a larger part of our games, is starting to lose faith in its utility. I think it works, but we've all had that point where we're watching a game and we're like, oh, good, instant replay is going to get this right. And then they don't overturn the call, which means we have the same frustration that we had before we had instant replay, and now it costs us 5 minutes. And to me, I feel like the replay culture has taken over sports now to the point that finally, you know what, to those brave golfers, and yes, I said it, brave golfers who stand up in the way of replay creep, I say good for you. Move that ball an inch. I don't know why. Go ahead. Do whatever you need to. And don't worry about Big Brother.
This is terrible. I love replay.
My guest for this week's edition of Three Stories You Should Know have been Michael Lee of Yahoo Sports and Will Leach of Sports on Earth. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks for having us.
It's been good.